Hello, it's me, Lily, a frog, who lives in a pond and loves to tell stories. This is a sleepy cast, written and recorded by Marlene Werfel to help you be sleepy at sleepy time. So if you're listening, make sure you're someplace that's good to go to sleep. Make sure you're comfortable. Make sure your feet are warm and your head is supported with something soft. And please make sure nobody's operating a motor vehicle. This sleepy cast is called Night Rounds in the Menagerie. And you can make the night rounds anytime you like. In an exquisite castle, in a beautiful valley, under a silver moon in an indigo sky, a prince and a princess sleep. They are the principal owners and caretakers of a menagerie, a collection of fine, rare, beautiful, and exotic animals. The menagerie is at the heart of the castle, occupying several distinct courtyards, fields, and gardens. There are separate living quarters for carnivores and for grazers, and there are water gardens and aquariums, and there's a tropical hothouse for animals that need to be kept very warm and humid. Can you hear the waterfall? It is called the Sweet Waterfalls, and it tumbles all around the castle, always providing the inhabitants with fresh water. And some say they can hear music, too, coming from the Sweet Waterfalls. The prince and the princess spend most of their waking hours caring for and training the animals in the menagerie. They have a snow leopard who can sing opera music. They have butterflies that can do mathematical computations. They have a red panda that can juggle oranges. And they have many more fine, rare, beautiful, and exotic animals in their menagerie. The animals don't have to stay in the menagerie. Every day at noon, the prince and the princess throw the castle doors wide open so that any animals that wish to can leave. Once, some hedgehogs ambled away, and wolves never ever stay long. But all the other animals that are there because they prefer to stay in the menagerie. Many of them, like the butterflies, live in cages, but the cages are more like a house that keeps other animals out of their space than it is like someplace the animals can't leave. In fact, the butterflies could fly right through the bars in their butterfly cage, but they choose to stay inside most of the time because it's their home. And there's nectar inside and fruit inside and the comfort of a place that they know well. But it's not noon in the menagerie now when the castle doors are wide open. It is nighttime when the castle doors are all shut tight and the stars are twinkling above the exquisite castle in the beautiful valley under a silver moon in an indigo sky. As the sweet waterfalls tumble down and down, finding always the path of least resistance, as water does. The animals are asleep or dozing, and the great Pyrenees dog named Jack is making the night rounds in the menagerie. It's his job to do so. He does it every night. You can make the rounds with Jack, if you like. A Great Pyrenees is a very large type of dog, and very white, except for his soulful eyes and nose, both of which are very black. His ears are floppy and ever so soft. If you saw Jack, the Great Pyrenees dog, standing on the ground in the exquisite castle, in a beautiful valley under a silver moon in an indigo sky, you would probably describe him as majestic. He is a breed of dog that makes a powerful and diligent guard. He sleeps all day long so that at night he can patrol tirelessly while the other animals sleep or doze. All night long, Jack watches over the animals in the menagerie, and if he discovers something's wrong, he barks to wake the prince and the princess and the rest of the castle for help. His bark is large and it is powerful, like him. But Jack will not bark tonight, for there is nothing at all wrong in the menagerie, in the exquisite castle, in a beautiful valley, under a silver moon, in an indigo sky, in which the prince and the princess sleep, while the night guard Jack, the Great Pyrenees, makes his night rounds. Jack checks in on the basket of kittens curled up with their mama cat in a silvery wisp of moonlight. The kittens are so wee that Jack just sighs when he sees them. They are so sweet and soft and fluffy, sleeping with their pink noses up against their mama's tummy. There's a gray kitten, and there's a calico kitten. There's a black kitten with white socks and a tuxedo chest. And there's a tortoiseshell kitten, which means he's all black with orange spots. Jack can see that the kitten's tiny little rib cages get fuller when they breathe in, and then empty out when they exhale. He stands there a moment, just watching their little curled up bodies expand with air and empty, expand and empty, expand and empty. Then Jack pads away on his silent feet, glad in the knowledge that all is well with the basket of kittens. They are sleeping soundly. Next, Jack visits the reindeer. The reindeer are also asleep. There are 5 reindeer, and they all have magnificent, heavy antlers. When they sleep, they rest their velvety, heavy antlers on the ground. They let the ground support all that weight of their heads and antlers. They relax their strong necks. They are still. Jack watches the reindeer's big furry barrel chest rise and fall. Rise when they breathe in and fall when they breathe out. In and out. Then Jack pads away again. The reindeer are sleeping soundly. Jack must open a latched gate to get to the snow leopard's courtyard next. He carefully lifts the latch with his paw, he nudges open the heavy door, and then he pushes it shut again behind him after going through. He waits for the sound of the latch closing firmly behind him. It's hard to see the snow leopard in the moonlight because her fur is the same color as the moonlight. She is very beautiful, though she doesn't seem kind to Jack. Jack knows that the snow leopard doesn't like him, but he doesn't know why. But that doesn't matter to Jack. The snow leopard is one of the princess's favorite animals, and so Jack will protect the leopard no matter what. It's his duty to the princess. It's his duty to all of the menagerie. The snow leopard is not sleeping. She sleeps during the day. She is lazily licking a paw while glaring at Jack from a long branch on a vine-covered tree. Her tail dangles down from the branch and flicks back and forth as she licks her paw. There are night-flowering orchids in the vines around her. And there are moths fluttering around her too. Their wings catch the moonlight and turn it from a silvery to a powdery white. All is well, thinks Jack. All is well, I will continue my night rounds. Jack goes back through the heavy latching door and nudges it shut behind him. And he listens for the click of the latch before he carries on towards the flamingo pools. The flamingo sleeps standing up on one leg with the other leg bent while nothing disturbs the glassy clear surface of the still waters around them except for the delicate night insects that land there, walking sticks and dragonflies creating tiny ripples on the water that reflects the twinkling stars above. Jack moves through a curtain of moss to the fish ponds. He uses his paw to sweep aside the water lettuce and the lily pads on the surface of the koi pond so he can look at the fish beneath. Once the surface of the water returns to stillness after he disturbs it, Jack can see the koi fish sleeping in the shallows there. They are still. Every once in a while, a bubble rises up from one of the koi and breaks upon the surface of the water. The koi have golden scales, or red scales, and white scales, and black scales. Some of them are silvery. All of them sparkle in the starlight, in the moonlight. Some of the koi fish are one color, and some of them are many colors. All of their fins and tails are long and elegant, and they move like silk scarves floating in the water around them. Jack checks on the swans. When swans sleep, they curl their long necks back to rest their heads on their very own backs, as if the rest of their body is a beautiful soft pillow for their elegant necks and heads to rest on. They float and bob in the water. There are four white swans in the menagerie. They have golden crowns that the prince made for them. They can all play checkers. One of the prince's favorite thing to do is to play checkers with his swans. But the swans are sleeping now, just like the prince is. Jack leaves the ponds area of the menagerie to check on the grazers next. He goes back through the curtain of moss and into a meadow courtyard. This is the largest area in the menagerie, and it is surrounded with high stone walls, but above, the sky shines brilliantly down on the open area. In the moonlight, night flowering plants like heliotrope and mock orange and cirrus and moonflower shine like pretty white stars in the grasses. Jack looks for the pheasants. Jack loves pheasants. They are such gorgeous birds with long, elegant tail feathers and with white collars around their throats. He loves their iridescent green heads. He loves the red masks around their golden eyes and the striped and banded and barred feathers on their breasts and wings. When pheasants are awake, they strut. They stick their heads high and they appear so proud. But when pheasants sleep, they tuck their chins into their breasts so their neck all but disappears into their fluffed up chest. And they close their little eyes and curl into such a round shape that they look very much like a ball that has come to a stop after rolling along the ground. But the ball is made of feathers. Jack counts the pheasants. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. and he counts them again just to be sure. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Also asleep in the courtyard menagerie are the pony and the horse. The princess loves her pony that is surely the smallest pony in the world. She is a shimmery gold color, and when she's standing, she only comes up as high as the princess's waist. The pony's best friend, Truly, is a very, very, very large Belgian horse, who is as fond of the tiny little pony as the little pony is of the very, very, very large Belgian. They do everything together. If the Belgian is pulling a sleigh, the pony rides on the sleigh. The horses eat grass and wildflowers together. They run around and around the meadow together, tossing their manes and tails behind them. They drink water together from the fountain at the center of the courtyard, and they sleep together with the tiny horse lying against the very, very, very large horse's belly. The pony and the Belgian have flowers braided into their manes. The princess brushes their hair every day with a silver brush, and sometimes she braids ribbons or flowers into their manes. Today she chose mock orange blossoms to braid into their hair, which are scented as sweetly as anything in the world can be scented. Jack breathes that sweet scent in. The horses are so peaceful. Jack will check on the red panda who juggles oranges on his way back into the castle. The red panda is sleeping soundly on a red velvet cushion with golden tassels. His tail is curled around his body. Jack counts the rings on the red panda's tail. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Then Jack checks inside the castle, where the prince and the princess are sleeping, in the hall, where there are 10 great Pyrenees puppies sleeping too, with their mother. The great Pyrenees puppies are Jack's puppies. They look just like Jack, only much, much smaller, and much, much fluffier. One of the puppies yawns, and rolls over, and Jack thinks she might be waking up, but she doesn't. She falls back to sleep. Jack will just doze for a moment with his puppies and their mother. Then he will get up and he will make the night rounds again. He he will find that all is well in the menagerie tonight, just like every night.
Thank you.